And hello, people of the internet. How's it going today? How you doing? I'm Billy Bones, and this is a walk through the mind, a moment where we can sit down, hang out, chit-chat, discuss a handful of ideas that have been bouncing around inside my head, and see if we can't take those ideas for ourselves and go out and get the conversation started with friends, family, the people we meet on the street, or maybe we just get those gears turning within our own heads and see where it takes us. So have we ever been wronged by an individual? Have we ever sat there and done nothing at all and all of a sudden someone comes out and crosses us? Or maybe we sit there and we share a secret, small secret. We've gathered together to hug and share a secret, and the secret's only good and as long as no one else tells. The problem with no one else telling is someone is bound to tell. And sometimes the secret is small, sometimes it's large, sometimes it's important, sometimes it's just as simple as a surprise birthday party. And it comes out, we find out that our level of trust has been broken. We've been sidelined, we've been cast aside. And we have to wonder if that double cross, I don't even want to call it a double cross, but that lapse in the other person's judgment has come across to offend us. How hurt are our feelings? Again, was it something huge, something very important? Was it personal? And how long do we hold this grudge, this offense that we've taken, this abuse of trust? Again, we instill this trust, this point of security, this belief that this other person, this other individual, or these groups, this group of individuals can maintain this, can maintain our sense of trust and security, so we keep going on that path forward. Where do we take an account so that way we're not, or they're not, always at fault? Again, when we look at things that are small and innocuous, do we let bygones be bygones? In most scenarios, of course we do. Sometimes it's as simple as just being overlooked, a momentary lapse of thoughtfulness. Sometimes it's more important. Do we go so far as to look at business deals, super secret contract negotiations, bargaining table, bargaining chips? Someone comes out, shows the hand, or tells the hand behind the scenes. At what level of that is that trust broken? How do we ask for that forgiveness from that individual? Do we ask for forgiveness? Do we have them grovel at our feet? Do, again, we let bygones be bygones and just let it be water under the bridge? Accidental. Was the offense malicious? Did they do it on purpose? Are they backstabbing out there to swindle the business deal, maybe get a better deal on their own? How long, again, do we hold this offense, this grudge, this crown of negativity? Well, as we calculate what we will or will not tolerate, as we try to control all and everything, unable to forgive this Scarlet Letterman. I modified those last couple sentences from a Tool song, The Grudge. But unable to forgive our Scarlet Letterman, an old book about Scarlet Letter, individuals within society that have been outcast, still welcome within society, but branded, made to wear a letter showing their sin. This sin, though, this act of betrayal, this loss of trust between two individuals, the individual is not branded with a letter, not so that everybody can see, but they're branded with a letter that the two individuals can see. Again, how long do we let this letter, this brand, stick with an individual? Not to get all spiritual and religious and whatnot, but the Bible, according to what I recollect, it's been a couple years since I've read it, but he who is without sin cast the first stone. In an easy way, a nutshell, to say that if you haven't done anything equally as bad, go ahead and cast your doubt, cast your disbelief, remove your trust from that individual. But at some level, we've all wronged an individual, another person, again, be it on purpose or completely by accident. So do we have the right to maintain a level of anger, a level of distrust? Again, in some instances, yes. In some instances, no. For those of us that have wronged, for those of us who have been wronged, how do we offer a level of forgiveness? How do we ask for it? Should we ask for it? In some circumstances, I believe when the accident is just a lapse in judgment, accidental, I'm sure we can say, hey, can you say sorry about that? Can we let bygones be bygones? Sometimes the offense is a little bit bigger than the person offended. Maintains the right not to ask for a level of forgiveness or an apology. And it is on the other individual to come forward and say their apology and let it be heartfelt. I believe that when an apology is requested after a certain point, it becomes moot. It becomes a point where a full intention behind the sorry is not there. An easy example I might sum up would be some of these actors and actresses who have sinned against the greater collective on purpose or on accident, but the mob has come after them. They come out with their lawyer-written apology saying sorry, and the mob demanded their apology, demanded they make that sacrifice of saying that they were wrong. But the person reading from this paper, this scripted apology, do they mean it? Do they actually feel it? Or when the cameras are off, when no one's looking, they're going to go right back to doing whatever atrocity they did, large or small. At what point does the offender, I guess is the proper term, come forward and just offer the apology forthright, making sure that the apology is done out in the open? The offense has already happened. The mistake has been made. How soon do we accept our faults and again come forward and just say, hey, sorry, and figure it out? Do we say just sorry, or do we go so far as to say specifically how we have wronged this other individual? And as the aggrieved, the person who was offended, the broken of trust, when do we offer forgiveness? Do we offer forgiveness only when the person, the offender, has come forward and offered their apology? Or can we go all preachy again and say, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do, as a point of sitting here and understanding that, again, mistakes are made, accidents happen, and we can sit there and say, we forgive these people for the atrocities that they've committed? Does that mean that we have to, again, let bygones be bygones? What happens when we have forgiven and yet no apology has come forward? Or what happens when the apology does come forward? How do we lay the groundwork after that? Again, how big was this offense? How much trust has been lost? Is there a point where we were walking shoulder to shoulder? This level of trust has been broken. Do we bring these people back shoulder to shoulder? Do we bring them only arm's length? Is it the first offense or the 13th offense? How close do we bring them? Do we bust out the 10-foot pole and we poke them and say, stay over there? And for those of us that, again, are the aggrieved, those of us who are the offended, how long until, again, we hold that level of forgiveness? Or do we just ignore them? Because a grudge will weigh you down as it pulls away at your soul. And so we can cast those grudges just away and let them sink on their own. Don't let them hold us down. Don't let them drag us down. Or is that stone just a little bit more attached than we'd like it to be? We just got to figure out the proper way to remove this grudge. Or is it even a grudge? Is it just a level of offense? And again, how do we move on? How do we build? How do we expand? How do we forgive? How do we move forward? How do we evolve? And again, how offensive was it? Was it on purpose? Was it accidental? A lapse of judgment? It's all sorts of questions to be asked and answered in our process of going through with this conversation starters. These things as a means to get the gears turning within our own head. And maybe those gears kick that stone loose, that little bit of a grudge loose, so that way we might let all things flow as they should. Get that little brain lubricant in there and let it unfold. But I've been Billy Bones. B-I-L-L-Y-B-O-N, the number 3-S. You find me on Twitter, at Billy Bones. You find me on Mastodon, the Fediverse, at Billy Bones, at noagendasocial.com. I've got a website, billybones.com. Remember, that is spelt with the number 3 instead of the letter E. And there you can find links to past shows, show notes. None today, merely a conversation today. There's email. There's a link that says value for value. I release this show. No advertisers, no corporate sponsorships. It's just you and me shooting in the breeze in hopes that you find value out of this. If you did, fantastic. I'm glad you did. The first thing that I ask that you do is that you give this show a share. Maybe someone else finds a talking point, finds a path worth forgiving someone. Or maybe we come to the table and ask for forgiveness. But if you felt it was worth a monetary donation, be that Federal Reserve Freedom Units or Satoshis, I accept both. And today we have an executive producer, Lady Get Over It, chipping in, supporting the show with her $10 monthly donation. Thank you very much, ma'am. I appreciate you keeping me alive and on the air. No Satoshis today, but that's okay. And if you need something more physical in exchange for value, you can go to tabletopwoodworks.com. I've got exploding dice towers and... not exploding dice towers. I've got exploding outhouses and dice towers. What a concept. Tabletopwoodworks.com. Check that out. But thank you very much for listening. I love you guys. And I'll talk to you next week.